I'll start with a few of them. Describe your relationship with Jesus Christ. I would say Jesus is my best friend. He's my everlasting Savior, my King, my Rock, my Light. And as Psalm 27 says, He is my salvation and He is the strength of my life. Psalm 31, He is my Rock, my Fortress or my Masada, my Strength and my Redeemer. Psalm 40 says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Well, what was the most exciting experience in my life was definitely coming to Christ. John, you are the second most exciting in my life. But the first really was knowing that my sins were as scarlet and Jesus washed me white as snow. Acts 26:18, one of my favorite verses says, Jesus, well, I say it in my words, He opened my eyes and turned me from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, and I received forgiveness of my sins. Hearing John's voice on the phone when he called me was the second most exciting. Number three, what's my favorite time of the day? John said the morning. I am not a morning person at all. I often stay up till 1 o'clock in the morning working and thinking, and that's when I'm most creative. But my favorite time is in the morning when John and I sit together, as he said, and have morning devotions together. And we don't read through books written by human authors. We always read the Word of God for our devotions together. And we've done this since we were dating and newlyweds. We sit holding hands, and each of us with our Bible, and we read aloud back and forth. We read to each other, taking turns. And that is my favorite time of the day. My testimony is that I was dead in my sins and separated from God until I was 21. All we like sheep have gone astray, and we have turned everyone his own way. My heart was wicked, and it was never satisfied, and I'd made a mess of my life through alcohol, rebellion, and the occult. There's a verse in Isaiah that describes my life perfectly, Isaiah 57:20. The wicked are like the troubled sea, which cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. God sent many Christians into my life to plant the seeds of truth, but I just couldn't believe that Jesus was the only way to God. Finally, I hit bottom, and in a blizzard of 9 feet of snow, I was alone and hopeless, and I cried out, begging God to show me if Jesus really was the way, the truth, and the life. Alone in my rented room, I opened a Bible, and I began reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and my heart broke as I read of God's great sacrificial love for me. God proved His love for us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. Jesus saved me that night. He turned me from my sins to follow Him, from the darkness to the light. And I became a new creature in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Well, now that I can't see my notes because I'm crying. Okay. My life verse is Psalm 71:14 to 16, which the Lord gave to me at Word of Life, New York, when I was about 19 years old, I think. And it says, "But I will hope continually, and I will praise Thee yet more and more. My mouth shall show forth Thy salvation and Thy righteousness all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God." Oh, what is our love story? Our love story is, wait on the Lord and He shall give you the desires of your heart. I was saved in 1978 and prayed for God's will. I heard John preach during my first month at Bible college. And then for the next 5 years, I followed John around and heard him every single time he preached on campus. But I never met John for 5 years. And in 1983, he called me on the telephone just 1 month before we both were headed in different directions. We were leaving the university where he'd been for 8 years and I'd been there 5 years. And it was just 1 month before I was going to New York and he was going to Michigan. See, God's timing is perfect. And we fell in love. We were headed in the same direction, and we knew we were both fully dedicated to the Lord and surrendered, and the Lord gave us love in our hearts for each other from the very beginning. What piece of advice would I give to not just a single young woman, but any single young person, I would say, but especially I'm acquainted with a young woman? I would say turn to Psalm 37, and there are three words in Psalm 37 that I would highlight. Verse 3, trust. Verse 4, delight. Verse 5, commit. Verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. And I would add to that Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. The second word is delight in verse 4. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. I would say, young person, love the Lord with all of your heart. Know Him and know His word. Let Jesus and God become your joy. And the next word in verse 5 is commit. Commit your way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. I would say, commit your way to the God who is El Shaddai, the God who is enough. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that He has a plan for our future and a plan for good to give us a future and a hope. So I would share Psalm 37 with any young single person waiting on the Lord. I think that's probably enough questions from me. I think your time is probably up. But I thank you for listening and letting John and I share with you. It's such a blessing to see you there. And we do pray for you that the Lord will lead you and guide you. And you will commit your way to Him and trust fully in Him.